important. Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch it last week.
I had to go back and listen. I did.
Okay, we're next on the agenda is correction to motion on April 15, 2019, accounts payable.
I'd like to, the accounts payable last week when I approved them, I put an extra four in, so I would like to approve checks numbers 454307 through 454337.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for April 15th, regular session minutes, and April 15th on executive session minutes.
Did you say April 16th?
15th.
Move to approve regular session minutes dated April 15th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 15th, 2019.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for gasoline and diesel fuel number 201903-426.
Yes, good morning, Commissioners. Thank you. This is Ron Erickson, Purchasing Office, and Mr. Devin Huff is with me with the Taney County Highway Administrator. This is in reference to bid number, as mentioned, 201903-426 for gasoline and diesel fuel. Our contract that had been in place was getting ready to expire. So Road and Bridge Administrator Huff had asked me to release a new bid for this these services and needs. That bid was released on March the 16th this year, closed last week on April the 16th. We received two responses to that solicitation. One was received from Empire Energy LLC of Branson, Missouri, formerly Tri-Lakes Petroleum, and Petroleum Traders Corporation in Fort Wayne, Indiana. After opening the responses from those two companies, as listed above and mentioned just now, total cost response details were noted and documented by Road and Bridge Highway Administrator Mr. Devin Huff, Assistant Highway Administrator Denzel Brown, and myself. Both of the completed response packages were thoroughly reviewed by Taney County Road and Bridge staff members shortly after an agenda request was made and approved for us to deliver a recommendation for award this morning. Each of you have a copy of my Taney County Commission bid recommendation form to follow along. So after a thorough review, by Mr. Huff of both responses received, Petroleum Traders was found to have a lower markup for diesel, while Empire Energy had a lower markup for unleaded. The county uses approximately 5 times more diesel fuel than unleaded. In an effort to make the best choice for the county, we recommend awarding to Petroleum Traders as primary supplier for our fuel needs, and Empire Energy as secondary supplier. Therefore, we ask the Commission for a motion vote to award as such, noting it's not written on here, though, that if at any point in time the primary awarded fuel supplier, should you choose to do so, would have any issues whatsoever, delays, missteps, or whatever, we would use the secondary immediately so as not to let our tanks run dry, etc., And I would ask Mr. Huff to chime in at that point in time, see if you wanted to add any points to that.
No, I'm good with it.
What was our current markup on diesel, do you know?
0.045. So
that's the current?
Yep. They stated that to us. That's what's in the existing contract.
The diesel, okay, the unleaded, I'll run it, that is the new bid on the unleaded, the 0.0729 markup.
Right.
Petroleum.
Right. We will use roughly 10,000 gallons of unleaded countywide, and that's other departments coming in and getting unleaded, whereas diesel is at least 100,000 gallons per year.
So you have the primary petroleum traders and the secondary, and the way it was stated was in the event that the primary could not, is it possible to do your diesel with the primary and the unleaded with the secondary?
Yeah.
Is that not good?
It would kind of hinder that company, you know, only bringing diesel fuel in, and then we would have to get another company to bring, you know, unleaded in. I feel it would be fair to award it the way we did for no more difference than there is.
How big are our tanks?
They're different sizes, like at Hilda and Buchanan. They're 4,500-gallon tanks, and they've got two diesel and one unleaded. And then at Mount Branson, they're 2,500-gallon tanks. In the future, if we upgrade those for a bigger truck, could get in there, it will open up the door for a lot of the people that would be interested in getting there.
Mike, at the airport, do we have a diesel and an unleaded tank?
It's jet fuel on the go ahead.
Oh, thank you for educating.
That vendor's that supplies the aviation fuels, Nadler.
Totally different.
Different. Always has been.
I don't have any questions.
I make a motion that we approve Petroleum Traders Corp. as the primary vendor and Empire Energy LLC as a secondary vendor for the gasoline diesel fuel. Bid number 201903-426.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, Commissioners. I will issue a contract draft that will reflect an initial period of 12 months of any pricing fluctuations with 3 1-year renewal options. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bid recommendations for airport project apron rehabilitation number 201806-411.
Yes, thank you, Commissioners. Once again, this is Ron Erickson with the Kane County Purchasing Department. I was requested to by Airport Manager Mike Monlick, who is here with me now this morning, to assist on this bid project, which is actually handled by our awarded engineering firm, Garver LLC, and via that number that Presiding Commissioner Schofield just quoted, request for qualification that was issued last year, awarded 201806-411 to cover the assignments of Garver LLC to handle this particular project. This project was for apron Rehabilitation, West Apron Road Rehabilitation at the Taney County Airport via MoDOT project number AIR-186-1018. My role, my involvement was very minimal. I assisted with the bid notice and solicitation publication, which was printed in the Branson Tri-Lakes News on February the 16th. The solicitation closed on, March 19th. Two responses were received via my office. I assisted by being present at the bid opening with Mr. Molnick and with Mr. Adam White, who was the engineering specialist in charge for Garber LLC. Each of you have a copy of the recommendation form that I use as standard routine, as well as attached letter with some bid tab details on those. The above listed companies in the document that you have indicate that Emery Zapp and Sons, also known as EEC, submitted a negotiated amount in the amount of $1,092,095.01. The only other qualified response was received from APAC in Springfield. Both these companies are in Springfield. And their negotiated adjusted amount was $1,415,879. You'll see by the attachments that Mr. White had thoroughly reviewed all of the information and responses and is recommending EES for award of this. Mr. Molnick, who concurs with those findings and subsequent award recommendation arrived at by Garber LLC, is here today with a letter and attachments and other details and discussion if needed, supporting that information to recommend as the best choice for the county in finding the least expensive solutions for these airport needs. Continue to assist with them. I hereby therefore, together with Mr. Molnick, submit the recommendation letter, which you all have, as already mentioned, written by Mr. White, recommending ESS for award of this particular bid as indicated, and thereby request a motion vote as such. Mr. Mullick, would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, I feel that Emery Saps and Sons would be the best solution for the county to get this project underway.
Explain to me the process on after the bid opening, negotiations resulted in a negotiated bid of $1,092,000. How do you open a bid and negotiate a bid?
Bids were, their original bid price was
$1,104,095.
Yeah, which was slightly higher than the projected cost the engineers had. So working with MoDOT, they asked to see if we could get that bid price lowered, which after the negotiation resulted in that $1,092,095.
Working with MoDOT or working with Garber?
Working with Garber.
Did they give the opportunity to
APAC?
To APAC to negotiate their bid down to?
Right, we talked to APAC and there was
the way I read it. The engineering process is handled this thing in through a proposal process which allows for negotiating a clear bid process like we have with the gasoline just now. There's no negotiating that. That's a stipulation in the RSN.
So this was
that's a great question, though, because we wouldn't be able to allow negotiating like that. This was a proposal. And that's how engineering companies do all these major projects. They go through a proposal process. And I do, too, and I think that that's the best interest of the county to have proposals that we can differ back and forth with, negotiate, make recommendations, or in some ways aren't.
Thank you.